This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome back to Friday Morning Show with Leo. My special guest this morning has released five studio albums since winning Australian Idol back in 2006. He's a songwriter, author, and can bust a move on the dance floor thanks to his success on Dancing with the Stars. His latest album, Now and Then, was released back in April and is currently on the road playing dates all around the country. Welcome to Joy 94.9, Mr. Damien Leaf.
Hey, how are we doing?
How are you going, Damien?
Very good, yeah, very, very good indeed.
Now, you're in Tasmania at the moment. How's things in Tassie?
Great, actually, yeah. You know, we've got a couple of shows here. We're on the road at the moment, so we're playing in a lot of different cities. But Tasmania, it's always great to come back here and play a couple of shows. So the weather is a little bit chillier than I thought. I think we got a bit of rain on the way as well. But that's all right.
Now, the new album, Now and Then, is a mixture of old, the covers from the Travelling Wilburys, and new tracks, which are original songs that you co-wrote. What made you decide to go down this avenue for a new album?
You know, to be totally honest, it was the idea behind the album was to gradually move away from what I did on the Roy Orbison album that I released last year. That album was entirely tributed in Roy Orbison, and I was very fortunate to work on that album. But, you know, ultimately, I still wanted to get back to the songs that I write and, you know, my own style. So this album really was to try and bridge what happened with the Roy album and reintroducing the original songs. So, you know, the covers that are on the album, they're from each member of the Travelling Wilburys, who Roy Orbison was a big member of as well. You know, so we have that side, and then obviously the six brand new originals on there as well.
You're on tour at the moment. Now, I saw your Roy tour last year, and combined with those classic songs and your amazing voice, it really was an outstanding show, Damien, I must say.
Great.
What can fans expect from this new show?
Well, you know, we've now played the show quite a few times, you know, because we're well and truly on the way. And the big difference between this year and last year is the show having the original element in this show, I think, adds a whole new dimension to it. You know, so there's all the classic songs, so we still play quite a few songs that people will recognize, that, you know, that'll love. But I think from an audience point of view, that you're going to get to know me a little bit better, you know, and what I'm doing and where I'm at as well. So, I mean, the feedback we've been getting so far has been just fantastic, really has, you know, and everybody's really getting into the new songs and the old songs. And I suppose, it's just given a new taste. The band sound incredible, and we've got a couple of nice little tricks up our sleeves as far as some of the songs are concerned. There's a few little treats that'll sneak in when people don't expect it. So, it's a lot of fun.
I was going to ask that, actually, because I know you've been in the studio working on new material at the moment. Will you be sneaking in any new tracks, perhaps, Damien?
I might, actually, yeah.
Gauge reaction?
Yeah, just to try it out. I have an acoustic section about, you know, halfway through the show, and that's kind of when I just do my own thing, you know, without the band. And, you know, over the last couple of shows, I have been trying out songs. I've been playing songs that, you know, people may not have heard for a long time. So, yeah, you never know, but there's definitely one or two I really do want to try out. So we'll see.
Out of your original tracks, Damien, what is your favourite to perform live?
I think at the moment, probably Unless You Say So, which is the last track on the new album. I love that song because it's real up-tempo. It's got that sort of Irish stroke Mumford & Sons sort of feel to it. But then there's a song, Beautiful, as well, which gets a great reaction, you know, from the audience. So I love performing that. It's great to you know, play one of your own songs and people really, you know, really get into it, or, you know, as much as they would with, you know, say some of the classic songs that we sing. So probably those two. But there's a lot of my stuff, it's quite up-tempo, you know, certainly the newer ones, you know, they're quite rocky. So that's always fun. It's good fun to play a few rocky sort of songs.
Now, Damien, let's play a track from the new album. Now, I've chosen a track, an original track of yours, which I absolutely love. It's called Let Me Be Your Rescue. Can you tell me about that track?
Yeah, that song came about really in just one of those situations of, I had just around the point of writing that song, I've been talking to a couple of friends of mine who were going through a bit of a rocky patch in, in the relationship. And it's weird because I was chatting to both of them separately. And in both cases, you know, both of them were saying, hey, you know what, if you just let me, if she would just let me in, or if he would just let me in, then I could probably, you know, make this relationship work. So I sat down and wrote a song about, you know, let me be your rescue, you know, in other words, just kind of let it out there and let's keep it in sort of whole thing out. Hey, this is Damien Leith, and you are listening to the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to the Friday Morning Show with Leo. My special guest this morning is singer-songwriter Damien Leith. You won Australian Idol back in 2006, and you haven't stopped since then. What have you learnt about behind-the-scenes music business during that time?
You know, it's funny. Over the last while, I've got a couple of friends who, you know, gradually made their way into the business over the last two or three years, and they've come to me with a, you know, looking for advice. And for the first time in my life, I actually feel like I really do understand the business an awful lot more. I think in the last couple of years, I've really learned, you know, how to manage things better and how to organize yourself better, so that you know you're not always just thinking about right now. It's always you've got to be thinking about 2 years' time, 3 years' time. It's always about planning ahead in every single way. And I think that's probably the biggest thing I've learned. It's not always about the creative. It's really about the business. It really is a business.
Now, as a songwriter, Damien, not only do you write songs for yourself, but you also write songs for other people as well. Now, back in April when we last spoke, you couldn't spill the beans on your collaborations, but I'm hoping for a bit of exclusive here, Damien.
You know what? I still can't tell you, actually, because it's so weird. Since we last talked, I've actually changed my name as well, the registered name on a lot of those songs, to basically just to be fair to the people who are singing the songs, you know, so that they can make it entirely their own, you know, so that there's no association with anyone in particular. As far as I'm concerned, you know, when they take the song and they record it, it's theirs. So they can go out there and say they wrote it for all I, I think it's important for a singer to really be able to just make it their own without having to say, oh, but it was written by so-and-so or whatever. So, so it's no exclusive at all. It's even more hidden than ever.
Now, Damien, with this digital age, the music landscape has changed, and both artists and labels need to be very clever in getting music out there these days with social media and television and touring. What direction are you taking with the next album?
You know, I'm actually the worst at all that with Twitter and Facebook. I need to get better. If anything, that is probably something I need to, you know, going forward, is be much more active on that. You know, I'm just really, really bad at it. I think for me what it is, you know, if I'm not touring or if I'm not writing, then I entirely dedicate my time to my family, you know. Yeah. And so I completely and utterly switch it off. And I think it's actually during those times when, you know, I think you do need to be a bit more active on Twitter and Facebook and whatnot. It's in the down times when, you know, and that, you know, that can be a couple of weeks where you're on a break. But it is those sort of times where maybe I need to be a little bit more active and letting people in a bit more, I think.
Now, you mentioned your family before, Damien, your wife, Elaine, and your children, Jarvis, Jagger, and little Kiki. You became an Aussie citizen back in 2007. Now, I have to admit, I'm actually going for my ceremony in a few weeks. Any tips, Damien? Because I'm a Kiwi, of course. I'm a Kiwi.
just answer those questions correctly. When I went in for that interview, and you know, you have to do this quiz now.
I've done the quiz. I got 96%.
you do better than I did. I can't remember what it was, but I'm kicking myself afterwards and said, how could I get that wrong? It was really, but I think that's the best part. And then obviously if anyone happens to turn around to you and say just after your ceremony that you need to sing the national
anthem,
the national anthem, make sure you know the words really well. when I became a citizen, it was on Australia Day, straight the Prime Minister, all that sort of stuff. And then they got me to sing the national anthem straight afterwards on national TV.
Oh, God.
The most nerve-wracking thing I think I've ever done. You know, of all times, not to mess up the national anthem when you become a citizen. Crazy.
Now, finally, Damien, being a dad, you obviously see things differently and you want your best for your children and to have equal values and things. Now, at the moment in the news, marriage equality is everywhere at the moment. Our neighbours in New Zealand are much closer are allowing same-sex marriage than we are in Australia. What's your view on marriage equality?
Oh, look, I'm 100% behind it. You know, absolutely. You know, I think it should be equality all the way. You know, everybody should have the same rights. You fall in love with someone, you want to marry them, you should marry them, and you should be allowed to, and there should be no issues with it, you know. So, yeah, I'm very, very much behind that. So, you know, and I look at my own kids, and when I see them growing up, I want everybody to, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I want them to have exactly the same rights I have, and that's exactly how it should be, you know. There's kind of no question about it. That's just how it should be for me.
Thanks, Sammy, for your time.
Cool. All right. Take care.
Thanks, Maddie. Bye-bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.